This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's Joke of the Day, plus renting a theater and a horny alligator. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing a musical number written especially for this evening, the Disco Lifestyle Awards are proud to present Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Oh, I do. Let's hit it, man. I like to live the disco lifestyle. I like to live in a disco world. I want to disco marry you and have a disco family, and we'll all live in a disco. I love the disco lifestyle. I love the disco lifestyle.
All right, let's.
You know, disco has always. Oh man, I have lost my eye.
Oh my.
Okay. I lost my eye.
Sure.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, I'm over here. This is Tom speaking. That's Willie G. Patty G's in the other room. Been in the room next to that room, socially distanced. It's the lovely Jessica Allsman sitting in for Christy Lee.
Hello.
Let's see now. Well, that's Josh Arnold over there in the sidekick chair.
Hi.
Josh reportedly had an excellent lasagna that he made for a big party this weekend at his place. Our invitation's obviously lost in the mail.
Would you have gone?
Chick McGee. No, of course not.
Of course not.
There's Chick McGee over there, and our engineer is Ace Cosby.
How
responsible
about you?
For the Ace Cosby joke of the day. You're probably, what does the Ace Cosby joke of the day sound like? Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
When I was a kid, we used to roll down hills in the tires.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, those were the good years.
That was a joke of the day.
In and out. I liked it. Yeah.
Rosebud was a sled. A Rosebud was a tire.
Yet I found time to hate it. Interesting.
Okay. I'm sorry. So is that sports?
Stupid world record.
I don't know.
Okay? All right.
I don't know. I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Canadian MMA fighter has set the Guinness World Record for most drink can tops torn off with his teeth in 1 minute.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
I don't know. Don't ask. Okay. According to the Windsor Star, Chucky Matey, bit off 24 soda can tops in 60 seconds to earn the title. He's 32 years old. He says he has a technique to avoid getting cut on the torn aluminum, and he said the credit goes to his bite strength and tough teeth.
Does he now? Are these cans opened already?
What did I say?
No. Okay. Here's a picture of this guy.
What did I just say, Tom Jr.? No, what did I just say?
Soda cans? Are there beer cans involved as well?
Yeah, or? But it's not a bottle because everybody's seen.
No,
the
he says can.
The jackass at a party that takes a long neck, puts it in his mouth, goes like this, and a couple of his molars fly out.
Yikes!
Yeah, this is a terrible idea. Don't do this.
So, what are they, Tom? Are they closed cans or open?
They're closed. He's biting off the top.
And opening them at the same time?
He's just he's not pulling the pull tab. He's biting off the top.
Oh, that's what he's doing? I thought he was just pulling
off
the pull
tab. I don't know.
I thought you had the info.
No, he's pulling off the pull tab. This is incredibly pointless.
Here, set up here.
Is he opening the can at the same time, though? That's what I mean.
Oh, so yeah, does the can need to open?
Right.
Do you need access to the beverage? Yeah, okay.
Or are they cans just sitting there with the pull tab up?
Yeah. No, he's got to bite down and pull the tab up.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, he's an MMA fighter, so losing his teeth is really kind of a formality.
Yeah.
He's not going to need those much.
But when you say this, people think he's tearing the entire top off the can with his teeth.
Yeah, I didn't say this. It's the Guinness World Record people that are saying it. It's a stupid record. Four out of five dentists.
He's pulling the whole silver part of the top part of the can off. So it's not even just the tab.
It's like a whole circle?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
the tab is
well,
left
this
in...
is amazing.
Well, that guy's a freak then. He's half cyborg.
Yeah.
He added that he's lucky to have a dentist in his family. You go out and have a great day. Right? He said he's been biting off can tops as a party trick for 16 years. He's now 32. Isn't that interesting?
Boy, oh boy.
This guy have opposable thumbs.
I bet you and Chucky would have a lot to talk about.
Not a lot of great Chuckies, are there? You got...
Well, there's the doll. I was Chucky for a brief
instant. You were Chucky.
I was a kid.
It was Chucky O'Brien.
Chucky O'Brien. How do I know that?
The movie.
I don't know.
Referenced earlier, The Irishman. Chucky O'Brien was the... son-in-law of no.
There's Chucky from Rugrats, the kids show
Chucky
Rugrats.
From Rugrats.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. No, that's
Cheese.
Chuck. That's Chuck E.
They call it Chucky. Okay. It counts.
And it was a showbiz pizza place. Mm-hmm. Where
yeah,
I
right, very good.
Same
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Okay. We have another request here. We'll get to in just a few minutes. But first, we turn
why mention
to...
it then?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Why mention it then? That's right. I didn't back off when you asked me to say it the second time.
I'll explain.
In fact, I doubled down. Why mention it then?
Well, you are.
It's the teaser. It's called the teaser, Josh. See, people that like this. If I said we have a song from Josh coming up.
I think that's fair. Tomorrow we're going to do news stories that happen tomorrow. All right.
That's totally fair.
My balls were hot. All right. Little bow.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a guy on our screen. He's going to play the video. Here he goes.
Okay. He's puncturing
Jesus, Mary and
the
Joseph.
Tops of these drinks, and of course the liquid is exploding everywhere. They look to be a mixture of sodas.
Holy hell!
And he is somehow ripping the entire top of the can off. I mean, just making quite the mess.
See, this is just like
he missed that one. That had to have cut.
This is the hot ball story all over. All of a sudden,
there's some douchebag having a beer behind him that suddenly halfway through goes, "I'm going to take some pictures."
Boy, the guy.
This is the best story I've ever seen. Look at this nut.
Okay,
this has to hurt everything.
Ah.
Well, we'll post that later.
Good God.
Now, Pat.
Yeah.
How are things going over in your room?
Pretty good.
Good luck, buddy.
Did you see the request that I got over here?
You sent me the text, yeah.
Are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Isn't this a meeting we could have off the air? Maybe. You ask him.
We're installing we're installing a two-way
good.
Thing.
Yeah, so you need somebody else to talk to off the air. That's perfect. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
do you remember the story?
Not that, he's not paying attention.
Yeah.
He misses everything now that we're doing on the air. But he's going to be able to talk to Dean and Pat while we're sitting here.
And Alzi or Christy, whoever's in there.
All right.
Great idea. Great idea.
Box right now. This is a trucker request.
A mess.
We want to say hello to all those truckers out there. This guy is driving for a trash company in snowy Idaho. And Brian wants to hear the song about alligators.
Can you imagine how beautiful it is in Idaho? Snow up in the mountains.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous.
I mean, what was the...
sitting there having a meat pie. A meat pie at the diner, Willie.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Loose meat. Egg wash on top, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pat, what was the background of the story? Do you remember?
Alligators were getting into trouble because they were so lustful. And at certain times of the year,
yeah, there's an alligator.
They're horny?
Yeah, there's an alligator sex season.
Right. I'm going to need to see this request.
look at him. Look, he's so happy.
And it better be notarized.
Yeah, it better be. Yeah. And the picture of that day's paper with the requester.
I'll take it. I'll make it into a paper airplane.
Proof of life.
As sharp as possible.
Send it over. Send it over your way. You doubting.
See what you've done, though.
Doubting Thomas. Okay, ready?
Josh made a crescent lasagna.
Josh made a crescent lasagna.
Oh,
I King Konged it into the center. That will never know.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Oh, by the way, I saw the preview for the King Kong versus Godzilla movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Loud.
Loud? Is that right?
Yeah, I hadn't been to a movie theater in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this thing, this promotion where you can rent the theater for $99.
You went to you went to the movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we took the girls and some friends. I think you're allowed to have 12 people. Willie bailed at the last minute.
Because you told me the day of, I don't do anything anymore. Sure. I had one plan all last week to hang out with somebody Saturday at 6 p.m.
But can you imagine had you asked him to do something on the day that you were going to do it? Can you imagine what he would have said?
I asked him to get coffee yesterday.
Exactly. Oh, no, I got to go take a fit. There's a place where you jump on trampolines on the ceilings that they're going to.
Can't get coffee. Yeah.
Defy gravity. Come on, let's go.
So anyways, I went to the
rented
movies.
Out a theater?
Yeah. Cool. It's great. Yep. Like I think it's AMC.
Oh, wow.
It's a great deal. And then... Of course, you buy popcorn. It was so great to be back in a movie theater.
Oh, good.
So you rent the theater for $99?
Yeah, so the same as buying tickets for...
Popcorn's 4,000?
Eight, right? People. It was great.
What'd you watch?
School of Rock.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And then,
it's not a current movie. So it's just like sitting
at home. Can be. You can rent both.
You can rent for what... I don't know. That's the one that we thought the girls might enjoy. But the point is they did...
You can choose what movie you want to watch?
They did the regular previews.
Can you go, like, behind the green door and stuff?
No, among the movies that are showing.
It's unbelievable.
Can you watch dirty movies on the big screen?
Yeah, how about a dirty movie?
Can me and Chico in there play my Xbox?
Nothing's better than public porno. Well, no, these were...
Why can't you watch a dirty movie?
Okay.
All of a sudden, I love this idea. Josh,
Pat, over to you. Once again, the point is the alligators get rather horny.
This isn't going to work now.
Yes, it will.
Okay.
And is this the one where the guy had to rescue the dog because the horny alligator tried to eat it?
Oh, there were like 5 stories.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Gator life. How hard they try.
Yeah.
To cross the road to get to the girl on the other side. Speeding cars on busy streets won't stop this reptile from getting what he wants when the gal's in heat. From I-95 to the Everglades. One thing's on his mind, he wants to get laid. He wants some ass. He's a horny alligator. Watch out. He's an amputator. Yes, a lusty alligator. Doesn't have hands. No masturbator. Daytona to Tampa, to land to the sea. Typical male. From Jacksonville all the way to Key West. All he wants is tail. She's in his grasp. He's a horny alligator. Thank you. All he wants to do is mate that hard up alligator. Hey, he'll see you later. Horny alligator.
All right.
It needed a coda there at the end.
Minor seventh.
Yeah.
Sending the Gators to Idaho, and Brian driving out there.
How about that?
Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for the nice request, Brian. Now we turn to the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. Sitting in for Christy Lee, it's the lovely Jessica Alsman. Jessica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's we always hear from Jessica typically during the Allie Breen segment. And if you've heard that, you understand that Jessica's kind of a hardliner.
Yeah.
A lot of dumb guys out there, that's all.
Oh, sure.
A lot of cocky women.
A lot of dumb guys out there. A lot of dumb guys in here, too.
Yeah.
A lot of dumb guys in general.
Christy's
a professional. She can handle all you guys.
Yeah, she does great.
Daily.
We represent. Thank you very
Indeed.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Indeed.
Now, what have you got over there?
We kind of talked about this earlier. A Colorado neighborhood was showered in plane debris after a flight leaving Denver suffered catastrophic engine failure.
Ugh.
The Boeing 777-200 was headed to Honolulu on Saturday when the plane's right engine erupted in flames. Massive pieces of debris rained down on the Broomfield area of Colorado, with one large piece hitting a truck and pushing the vehicle into the dirt.
Yowza.
One witness said fine pieces of fiberglass insulation used in the airplane engine fell from the sky like ash for about 10 minutes.
Another witness said, oh my God!
And again, there's the whatever you call it, the outer ring of the front of the engine.
They call that the anus.
The combing. Yes, yeah. That's, I'm sure, what they call it.
The devil's anus.
Landed on some guy's porch, and it's the size of a kid's pool.
Man.
Authorities said the plane landed safely at Denver International Airport, and no one on board or on the ground was hurt. Experts explained that the plane likely suffered an uncontained and catastrophic engine failure, though officials have not released any details about what may have caused the failure.
I know what caused it. Some jackass didn't turn off his phone.
I knew it.
The seat wasn't upright.
Yeah. They didn't put the tray table back up.
You have a look out of the right side of the plane, you'll see a fire. Oh, there are the mountains on the left, Chuck.
So all the beshattered passengers were able to.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
The people on the left side of the plane couldn't see the engine on fire, but they could smell the pants of the people looking
at it. I'd be screaming and
I'd fall off that wagon so hard.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how tragic it would be, your last meal's airplane food?
Oh, man.
And Pat's already drunk because he has to fly, so you can imagine.
Last movie I saw was Cats.
Are you kidding
I'm not ready to go. But you know, there's probably the one guy that slept through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are screaming, praying out loud. There's the one guy.
Oh, the Langoliers. Yeah.
Remember the lady in Airplane who, during the whole thing, was trying to put makeup on in the bathroom?
That is a perfect movie.
So good. The cutback to the cab with the meter still running. So funny.
Oh, no. I speak jive. probably wouldn't put that in these days. That's the great Barbara Billingsley, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Let's see now. We have another song coming up for Mr. Godwin. That's a brand new one. Jessica Alsman, I wanted to run this by you. I gave you the update over there, but I'll just start here. This started on Valentine's Day. A television show tweeted the following. In the 1940s, rectal plugs were marketed as a headache remedy, and the Internet's gone berserk. There was a product called Dr. Young's Ideal Rectal Dilator, created in the 1890s, and there are pictures of it. It includes a series of anal devices that gradually increase in size. So it's kind of like looking at a socket set.
Yeah.
You know, the socket wrenches,
right,
where they go, you know, up in size. One of the things that these were marketed, the contention was a remedy for to quit smoking.
Oh.
Hmm. you want to bum one? The dilators were advertised up until the 1940s, but were destroyed after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration ruled there was no evidence to support claims that they could stop headaches, nervousness, irritability, and bad breath.
Wow. Jeez, what an elaborate lie by some husband to tell his wife. And he's like, I'll prove it. I'll make a device.
Yeah. That's what you think happened?
Oh, absolutely. He went out of his way just to prove. And he's like, you know what's cheaper? Let me just
You know what's cheaper? Out. Yes.
Honey, I know you're having trouble quitting smoking cigarettes. Right. Here you go.
I want to help your headache.
Talk about two birds, huh?
Okay. Now, Pat Godwin, I noticed you've got a bass player in there with you. Who is that?
That's Dean, my friend Dean. He has a new guitar.
Okay. Isn't that Dean Ramone?
Dean Ramone.
That's kind of what I was fishing for there.
You should use your monitor,
Boy,
your baby
nobody's
monitor.
Saying the exact thing you want today.
We'd all like
to apologize.
It's almost like we're our own people.
Yeah.
Almost like we think for ourselves,
Josh. You mean persons. Now, Josh, I'd like you to enjoy some music about the doctor, what's his face, is rectal expanders. Don't fall for this, ladies and gentlemen. So what do you got over there, Pat?
Wow.
Yeah. What do you got over there, Ben?
995 years ago, rectums were dilated. That's how they treated headaches. They didn't know. Rectums were dilated. They didn't have Tylenol. They didn't have Bear. They put you in the stirrups, put your ass up in the air. They stuck in a plug, you left in a wheelchair. Up the bum, 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 bum. Rectums were dilated. Up the bum, 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 bum. Rectums were dilated.
Ow! A tribute to the Ramones.
Is it a tribute?
And the...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen. Und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerIn bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.